song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we get ready for another week of sports talk. And we're a week away from just really diving headfirst into the Big 12, but our Big 12 football preview does continue today with Chris Level talking Texas Tech from RedRaidersSports.com. He's with the Rivals Network that covers Texas Tech football, and we'll talk with Chris on the program today. Also, it is the week of the Cox Classic, and we will talk with John Peterson, who is a Nebraska pro that is going to be playing in the tournament. He leads in the PGA points. He is in on that exemption. He was the former pro at the Kearney Country Club. He's now at Miracle Hills in Omaha. He will join us in the second half of the program. Plus, over the next 3 days, we're going to be giving you a chance to win tickets to the Cox Classic. If you want to get to the Cox Classic, which is great golf and great fun, we are going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Cox Classic in Omaha going on Thursday through Sunday. Golf is the forefront because the British Open wrapped up over the weekend. Baseball is back on top now that the All-Star break is over. We'll talk a little bit about that. Just some weird stories out there over the weekend, and I guess that's what happens when you're looking at not a whole lot going on in the overall world of sports. You got the British Open, morning TV, and you don't have Tiger and Phil on the weekend, so maybe a lot of people lost interest. The Royals, is Trey Hillman on the hot seat?
Well, apparently not. Baird coming out saying he's safe through this year and next year. Do not worry about that.
Yeah, okay, they start 10-40 next year. He's safe. Come on.
Well, I'm just telling you what was released over the weekend, because there's a lot of people getting on him, especially about Gil Mesh going on the disabled list when he's thrown 132 pitches in a complete game. Many people thinking, get your bullpen in there. Well, Trey Hillman must know his bullpen, doesn't want to get them in there. Three blown leads in the last 3 days versus the Devil Rays. And
where has it gone wrong this year? And you can't. I'm not just saying, well, the bullpen stinks right now, and injuries, and guys can't hit the ball, and typical find a way to lose fashion. You're up 7-4, you lose 8-7. It's 1-1, you get beat 3-1. You know, when you score, they score more. When you don't score, they don't score, but then they pull one out in the end. And that's the way the Royals have been playing baseball for way too long right now. Tony, it is just absolutely shocking to me that they're worse right now than they were last year and the year before. Their record's horrid, and that's after they were leading the division a month into the season.
Yeah, you think just when a team maybe has broken the loser's mold and actually got some confidence, they could continue that on, but to fall right back right where they were leaves you shaking your head. I find myself you got to question everybody's heart on this team. There's some people playing some good baseball. Billy Butler's hitting the ball very well. Kiaspo's hitting the ball. Olivo's hitting the ball. I'm just not sure. You've got that A1 leader to step up in the clubhouse and to get you going. And you know, much, it's over. The season's over.
Well, it's been over.
It's been over. You just thought, well, maybe something will happen. They get rejuvenated, come out, and they've puked. They've puked all over themselves. And
well, right now.
Well, you know, then you get Gordon back, and I don't know, some people are excited about that. I roll my eyes.
Drops like you're getting a pop fly.
Well, it's not like you're getting a Hall of Famer back. What the hell is he going to do, hit 240 for you? I mean, let's
Boy,
be
that
honest.
Means he'd have to get pretty hot.
Well, yeah, Alex Gordon. I mean, let's be honest. I'd love to see Alex Gordon succeed. I really would. But he's never proven that he can succeed at this level. So why all of a sudden, since he got back off, because his hip feels better now, he's going to certainly turn the Jets on and hit 320 the rest of the year?
And for the baseball fans that are all Cub fans, yeah, woohoo, you beat the Nationals 4 in a row. Woohoo. Woohoo. Yay. Cardinals are by far the best team in that division right now with Albert Pujols leading the way, the pitching coming around. How good are the Philadelphia Phillies? A lot of people think that the Braves can maybe catch them, but the Phillies won't lose. The Braves are both on winning streaks right now, but they can't gain any ground on the Phillies because they just continue to pull away up by 7 in that division. So outstanding job there. Royals and Angels tonight, so that's where baseball is. Let's go to the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It kind of touches on our next subject and wraps up this one. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It says, congrats, Stuart Sink. If I hear one more person say golf loses credibility due to 59-year-old Tom Watson having a shot, I will punch them in the neck. I love knowing that Tiger was home changing diapers and watching it on TV. That was a great tournament, with the exception of the four-hole playoff. In fact, I would compare the playoff to an eighth inning in Kansas City. How do they give away 3 consecutive victories in the eighth damn inning? Come on, bullpen. Angry, powder blue Royals fan. It's Jeff and Carney.
That's what they did. And
Let's go to the British Open. We're done talking about the Royals. We're done talking about teams that just have nothing. The British Open. Your thoughts?
Well, obviously, I don't know why all. How can you root against Stuart Sink? But so many of us were, and you know, you think Tom Watson, who hit as good of a shot on 18, right over the flagstick. The ball takes a big jump. I think when he hit it, he thought this is damn near perfect. It takes a big old hop, goes over. He still had a great opportunity to get up and down and kind of hammers it by, and then just a terrible putt, and then you knew. I think Tom Watson had a chance in the playoff. Well, he didn't have a chance, and you knew that. I think walking off of 18, his hopes, and it was just crushed. And then Stuart Sink. Let's be honest though, Stuart Sink, when he's not getting any credit for this. The guy's won over $27 million on the PGA Tour. He didn't get beat by Vandeveld.
Well, but it was again by somebody that wasn't on the front page on Sunday. I mean, it wasn't. You know, when action came on TV, Stuart Sink's name was not being mentioned, and then he snuck onto the bottom page of the leaderboard, and then kind of by default, he rolls in an improbable birdie putt on 18, which many people were hoping at the time wasn't going to mean anything. But a lot of people that are talking this morning are right. Lee Westwood choked. Tom Watson, you know, choke's a heavy word but if he was 32 years old, we just said choke. You know, Wood had a chance down the stretch. Chris Wood, who was in the clubhouse early. There was a lot of guys that had their chance. And the leaderboard just didn't look like it looked on Saturday. It's like, oh. And again, it's hard to root against Stuart Sink, and Miguel Angel Jimenez is another one. If tournaments were 3 rounds, he'd have 12 majors. I mentioned it last week when he got off to that good start and was the first round leader. He had a crap Saturday, or he's there maybe winning the tournament, maybe in the playoffs, shooting that 76 on Saturday, and he finishes 2 over, shoots a respectable, I think he shot 69 yesterday. Why, with the wind blowing as hard as it was yesterday, the conditions, and I guess if you're a fan out there and think I'm a little off here, the conditions Saturday and Sunday seemed real similar, yet all the golf Sunday was much better scoring than it was on Saturday.
Well, that's because I think on Sunday, and Tom Watson's saying the pin's much more accessible on Sunday. Yeah, I think that's the reason for that, Doug. You look at the leaderboard, Goosen. You know, you expected somebody like him to step up and make a run, 72. Goggins, she's 73. Really, Justin Leonard, 68, or him and Ernie Els, they're 68s, really the best round, right, as I'm looking down here. I mean, those are the players that stepped up and played some of the best. Paul Lowry, whose finish was very far back, but he's fired 68 on Sunday as well. But
and Sink shot 69, right?
Sink 69, yeah.
That's not what we expect on Sunday. We don't expect the winner to shoot 1 under par and win the tournament.
I just don't like, maybe there's people out there that love links golf, and they love how half the bounces go your way, half the bounces don't go your way. I don't like that kind of golf where you got to rely on a lucky bounce.
Well, I don't mind playing different courses like that because that's why it's a different venue, different tournament. But the wind, you just don't know what you're going to get. And the weather really wasn't that bad. The wind was stronger than they're used to playing in, but it's not like it poured on them. It wasn't like it was 45 degrees out there. I mean, they were manageable conditions. And I guess the amazing thing is that 65 on Thursday and 64 from Jimenez, those were the best rounds of the tournament. Nobody actually strung together a great round after that.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
That
yeah,
was hang
one,
on.
The one, two or three put together by anybody. Yeah, Chris Wood, shot a 67 yesterday. That was the best round of the day on Sunday. But Chris Wood, but it's interesting when they interviewed him, and he said, yeah, they said, how comfortable are you sitting in here with the clubhouse lead? And he said, there's just too many people above me right now. He said, I think I'm one shot out. You know, for him to be able to see that coming up, especially with the way, 17 yields of birdies, which it did, and have eagle opportunities, he could sit there and say, I'm about one out.
Let me take this a step further because, and I was just thinking of this while I was driving this morning, so I didn't get it all wrote down. But think about the disappointment. Can you give me one instance here where the guy you were rooting for won recently? Masters. Were you rooting for Angel Cabrera? No. You were rooting for Kenny Perry. U.S. Open. Were you rooting for Lucas Glover? Well, he's an American, but no, you weren't. You were rooting for Phil Mickelson, or you were rooting for David Duval coming down the stretch on that final few holes. Yesterday, were you rooting for the winner, Stuart Sink? No. You were rooting for Tom Watson. Actually, I was rooting for Lee Westwood more than Stuart Sink. This is a guy that probably been around and was expected, maybe not deserve it, expected to win a major quicker. And I can't believe Lee Westwood didn't close it yesterday. When he eagled on 7, I think it was 7, to go to 4 under and had a 2-shot lead. And then, of course, Watson followed right behind and got a birdie to get back to 3 under. But I thought Westwood at that point, with the way things were setting, he was going to be able to take care of business. He could shoot. I mean, he couldn't even get home in 2 over. His course, everybody rooting for him and Watson. And that was a huge disappointment there. But then, you look at Andy Roddick. Was anybody rooting for Roger Federer? No. We were rooting for Andy Roddick. When's the last time somebody we were rooting for won, Tony?
It's been a while. That's interesting. You think back, and for all the people out there that love to have Tiger not around on the weekend, and there's plenty of them out there, you realize, you could call him the Patriots or the Yankees or the Cowboys, however you want to look at it. You realize that the last time, that's the first time in 2 years Tiger Woods has not been the top 10 in a tournament. The top 10, not on the fringe and collected $12,000 and said thanks for coming, Tiger. The guy's in the top 10 every tournament he plays in until this week. And what he was needed three shots, got 2 of them. And yeah, that's fine. Now, Tiger Woods is going to be. I heard people going, "Yep, looks like he's done. Got married and has those kids. He's done." Shut up.
And remember, Jack Nicklaus went into a little bit of a lull at this point in his life. I think he was a little younger when maybe the kids and all that came along. Went into a little bit of a lull. But also the interesting thing mentioned over the weekend: this is the first time since first time since the '97 Masters. Or at least 2000. I can't. Anyway, it's been at least 9 years that he hasn't had one of the trophies on his mantle. But seriously, now that you have your parity in golf, are you satisfied that Angel Cabrera, Lucas Glover, and Stuart Sink are your three major champions this year? Are you really, golf fan? Are you satisfied?
That'll be the three that play in the PGA Championship, right? All three winners play together?
If that's what they decide to do. And this year, that would make sense because they're very diverse. And you don't have a Tiger, and you don't have an amateur, But how about that 16-year-old amateur?
Italy?
It makes me wonder, though, if Tom Watson at 59 can do what he did, and a 16-year-old amateur can do what he did over the weekend, Sergio, Tiger, Furyk, Ernie, top 10 in the world, where were you?
No, that's a fair question. That's a fair question, but how do you go from being right in the hunt, about 3 holes, Tiger's right in the hunt, to totally missing the cut? And you said it, Doug, on Friday. It's over. You know, when he hit the double bogey, there were three holes. It went from, hey, he looks pretty safe here, plus three. Boom, he's plus seven and done.
And still got it to plus five.
It's still got plus five.
Coming up, Chris Level, RedRaidersSports.com. Our Big 12 football preview continues with Texas Tech. Also, John Peterson of Miracle Hills in Omaha, former Kearney Country Club pro, playing in the Cox Classic. He is going to join us. And we've got some baseball emails to get to. A couple of more Legion State tournaments starting to take its feel. We've got some pairings. We've got some matchups and a lot of championship games to go. But as we go to break, 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Going to give caller number 5 2 tickets to the Cox Classic in Omaha this weekend. They're good for any day to the Cox Classic. We'll give you 2 tickets. Call now. We'll be back with more after this.
Now, boys and girls, here is what you get. I'll give you a 2-word clue. Now, here is the secret code word.
The Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation right after you pull my finger.
If you've had the misfortune of never venturing inside the chicken coop, here's what you've been missing. The chicken coop is the perfect place to gather to watch sports because there are screens everywhere. And you can enjoy your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. But the chicken coop is more than sports. It's also a family-friendly eatery that serves food like ribs, pizza, steaks, and wings. Speaking of wings, come in and try the 2 new flavors, jalapeno garlic and honey barbecue. Find out why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
It's the one-of-a-kind summer sizzling sales event this Saturday and Sunday at Kearney Yamaha. Get hot deals like never before with prices so low they'll blow your socks off. Save up to $2,000 off new ATVs and motorcycles. That's $2,000 off, my friend. But you just don't save big on motorcycles and ATVs during the sizzling summer event. There are t-shirts for a buck, leathers as low as $10. You can also save up to 50% off on luggage. Wait, there's more big news. When you buy a new ATV or motorcycle this weekend, you get a chance to grab onto cold cash and keep it inside the cold cash cube. You'll be grabbing $1 bills, 5s, 10s, 20s, even $100 bills will be in there for your taking. That's the cold cash cube, and your only chance to get inside it is this weekend at the sizzling summer sales event at Kearney Yamaha. Open 10 to 5 on Saturday and noon to 5 on Sunday. Kearney Yamaha, just south of I-80.
There are too many reasons that you want your RV vacation to go right than to have one little thing make it go wrong. Rich & Sons RV Headquarters already knows what needs to be done, and they've packaged it together for you. Click on their website, richsonsrv.com, for service plans ranging from appliance checks to generator service, wheel bearings, leak tests, and inspections. When you schedule, tell them you're an ESPN listener and get 10 more bucks off any of the listed packages. Log on to richsonsrv.com. From stuff you need to toys you want, ESPNSuperstation.com has an easy button to push and bid and buy from local merchants.
You're going to love it.
Gives you money to spend, helps the local economy, makes you look like a genius.
Does this kind of talk upset you?
Easy auction at ESPNSuperstation.com. Log on now.
Thickening cloud cover, possibility for some rain or thunder showers in the forecast today. We anticipate high temperatures in the upper 70s. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Steve Willenhouse. Right now, 66.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Let's go to the Net Popper inbox. Mark Minden says, hey, Java pitched well yesterday. Good for him. Trenton Carney says, Juan Cruz is terrible. John Bale is horrible.
Where are you going to stop at with that list?
Well, we don't have to worry about Farnsworth, right? And did you see now that Gilmesh is on the DL who they're bringing up?
Ponsone.
Oh, yeah. Sidney Ponsone train wreck. Freaking believable.
I love my dad, but Dad, you're in great shape compared to Sidney Ponsone. Still say that.
Oh, boy. Big 12 Media Days, 1 week away. 1 week from today, we will be broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas. Maybe Irving, even, if you will, from the Dallas-Fort Worth Weston as Big 12 Media Days begin. Nebraska, Oklahoma State, Iowa State, and Texas A&M are up on day one. And head coach Bo Pelini, they've announced the players they're taking. Running back Roy Helu, defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh, center Jacob Hickman will be those that are attending for Nebraska. And we will be talking with some of those folks and a lot of the folks that will be on hand for Big 12 football media days next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Extended program from 11 to 1 each day. That first day, most of them show up about 12 in 12:30, so we'll have some of the national folks on early. We'll catch up with the Nebraska folks. If it's like always, probably the last half hour of the show, we'll be catching up with some of those Huskers, and then we'll continue to cover all the coaches, all the players, and get you as many insights and interviews as possible into Big 12 football. But that's coming up next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from Dallas. Also coming up later this week, the annual Top 10 Volleyball Showcase going on at Kearney Catholic, the YMCA. And, hey, volleyball camps are starting up. Misco Sports will help you get ready for them. Shoes from Adidas, Mizuno, and Asics. Shorts from Mizuno and Adidas. Knee pads, Nike, Asics, Mizuno. They're all there for you. New styles of back-to-school shoes are coming in daily. Oh, seriously, Tony, less than a month, kids are in school. Sorry, kids.
Hey.
Parents, did I just hear a yahoo from the parent? I think so. And, of course, with new styles of back-to-school shoes coming in daily, it means more shoes are going out of the half-off table all the time. So see them before the games begin at Misco Sports. They're on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
12 days, 12 schools, one child, and two guys.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
It's the Big 12 Preview on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Continuing on our Big 12 Preview, Big 12 South today, Texas Tech Red Raiders. Many people not expecting big things out of this team, but somebody I know has got the pulse of this team is Chris Lovell from RedRaidersSports.com. Chris, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for the time, and are they falling and can't get up?
Yeah, you know, it's a weird deal because I think, you know, you're seeing so much talk. There's always talk about Oklahoma and Texas, and rightfully so. And now it seems like Oklahoma State is the team with all the buzz, you know, this year in the offseason headed into this year. But Texas Tech, on the other hand, is just, you know, kind of that team where I think they're probably arguably the biggest question mark in the Big 12 South. And I think that it's because what they did last year, they obviously lost the quarterback. They lost Michael Crabtree. You know, there's some pieces missing from the defense. But also it's because, you know, this is the one team in the South that must replace their quarterback. All five of the other teams, you know, have got their guy back. And I think that's why Taylor Potts is the biggest question mark in the entire South. Because if he comes in and plays well, and he was very highly recruited, this is the guy with all the measurables. I mean, he's the 6'5", 220-pound guy. And that's not the guy that Mike Leach is used to having under center. But if he comes in and plays well, I think that he's going to clearly affect who does win the South. I don't know if Texas Tech has enough answers on their team to actually compete for the South Division title. But if Taylor Potts plays well, I think they will clearly determine who does get to Arlington in early December.
Well, it sounds to me like you've got a pro prospect, maybe for the first time in a long time, because this is a system quarterback. That's all those quarterbacks here down there, Chris.
Yeah, you know, and it's one of those deals where the weird thing is Taylor Potts may not have anywhere near the kind of career that Graham Harrell had, but he could end up being, you know, a second, third, fourth round draft pick because right. He is the big guy. He's got the measurables, and that's what you see what the NFL draft is all about. When it gets to that point, is they want the big guy, they want the strong arm guy, and we can teach him the rest. The question for all of us down here is can Taylor, you know, does he have that intangible like Graham Harrell had to lead the unit? You know, does he have that, you know, that intangible of making that very, very accurate throw when it's needed, like Graham Harrell did. I mean, there's a lot of things that Taylor must do, but, I mean, from a physical standpoint, you know, he's got all of that stuff. It's just the intangibles that we're waiting to see. But this is, Tony, this is still a very, very talented football team. It's just that not a lot of people know the names of some of these guys like you do with some of the other teams in the South right now.
Well, Chris, I think when we won't have Michael Crabtree to throw to. I mean, that's a big part of the offense as well. Michael Crabtree, obviously a first-round draft pick, headed to San Francisco. I mean, he's not around. who replaces him as that production receiver?
Detron Lewis is the guy that I think we all expect, you know, that have followed this team. He's the guy that, you know, he had about 800 or 900 yards last year. He was obviously, you know, that secondary type of target, but I think he's going to move into the forefront as the guy this year. And he only had 3 touchdown catches. And so a lot of people are overlooking him, and it's one of those deals where nobody knows who the second-best receiver at Oklahoma State right now is, because Dez Bryant came back, and he caught all the touchdown passes. Well, that's how it was with Crabtree last year. Nobody knew who else was on this you know, receiving unit, but Detron Lewis was the guy, you know, but had about 800 or 900 yards receiving, caught about 70 balls, which is a lot in most offenses. In this offense, it's like, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. But he's the guy that I think that Taylor Potts will look to the most. He's the most talented, and I think he's a guy that, you know, like Jordan Shipley, like some of these guys, that, like Dez Bryant, he's a guy that we'll be talking about at the end of the year for, you know, all-conference type of stuff.
Chris, what's the Elf doing now? He lost him, too.
Yeah, Eric Morris is playing, you know, it's interesting. That's making some news recently, because Graham Harrell just signed a deal with Saskatchewan up in the CFL, and that's where Eric Morris is. And I think there's a direct correlation there on you know, Morris kind of, you know, working his way in. They all thought when Eric Morris gets up there, he's too small, he's not going to make it. Well, he's their punt returner. He's, you know, their third wideout, and he's doing well up there. And I think they worked it out, and they signed Graham Harrell yesterday. So both of those guys are up in the CFL right now. You know, doesn't surprise me about Eric Morris, but obviously, you know, we're all still very, very surprised that Graham Harrell didn't get more of a shot in the NFL. Maybe that's around the corner, but at this point, he's up in the CFL with Eric Morris.
Chris Lovell from RedRaidersports.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Chris, everybody knows about the offense. The defense is what's maybe been the Achilles heel for this team. How good can the defense be this year?
Well, you know, and they're arguably the more experienced unit this year. You know, I think that early in the season, when you have a quarterback that's trying to feel his way, the defense is going to carry this thing. Ruffin McNeil, brand new coordinator, but he's been here since Mike Leach's you know, tenure in Lubbock started. So this is you know, will be Ruffin McNeil's 9th season as well, but his you know, his second year as a full-time defensive coordinator. He's got a lot of experience in the front seven. The one thing that they must replace is back in the secondary. They had 4 safeties graduate, you know, their entire 2 deep, you know, graduated from a safety standpoint. And those 2 starters, you know, one of them was a second-round draft pick for the Denver Broncos and Darcell McBath, and the other one was Daniel Charbonnet, who was just that heady, typical Texas Tech type of player that was always in the right place, made a big play in the Texas game to return an interception for a touchdown. I mean, and they will need to replace some of that. And, you know, if you followed Texas some last year, you saw that, you know, a couple of inexperienced safeties really caused them some problems. You know, they had enough talent around them to go still win plenty of football games, but I think that's what everybody's kind of looking at this defense saying, okay, they could be very good, but there's some inexperience there at safety, and how much will that hurt them? They also will try to overcome the loss of Brandon Williams, who was the Big 12's sack leader last year with 13. You know, he left early for the NFL, and so that's when you start adding up these questions, and that's why I think people think, okay, this is a fourth-place team in the Big 12 South, but I think they're still talented enough to where they could still be you know, a top 25 type of team.
Absolutely. You mentioned Williams with the 13 sacks. McBath had 7 INTs for the Red Raider defense. It seems like, Chris, every time Coach Leach opens his mouth, the cameras are on him and the lights are on him. I got to think maybe he likes the attention and getting that to focus on that Red Raider football team.
Well, it's one of those deals where, you know, and there was a big bunch of drama here back, you know, 3 or 4 months ago, you know, after signing day, you know, with his contract. And it was national news, as you guys probably remember him. It was, you know, was it going to get done? Was it not going to get done? Were they actually going to fire him and all those things? But one thing that Mike Leach has done with where he's taken this program over the years, and they've gotten so good, but one thing Mike has done is he's brought a lot of attention on himself, because he's not politically correct. He will tell you exactly what he feels, and I think he's also now the guy that anytime you see a national article done or people want to get you know, the you know, that they want to ask about something, that, you know, some sort of topic that's going on in the country, they want to get Mike Leach's take on things, you know, an early signing day, you know, just all these type of things that are out there, because Mike will give you a different take on it, and he's not going to be politically correct. I mean, he's going to tell you, he's very refreshing in that sense. I think, you know, he gets annoyed by some of the attention at times, like most head coaches do. They just don't want to deal with it a lot, but, you know, he continues to be one of the most accessible head coaches, I think, in this conference, in this part of the country, just because he's easy to talk to, and he'll give you his opinion on something. Pirates, you know, whatever you want to talk about.
Chris Level from RedRaiderSports.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Chris, we've been asking everybody this real quickly. Who's your two teams playing that first week in December, and who's your offensive and defensive players of the year in the Big 12?
I would have to say, you know, especially in the South, as loaded as it is, I would say that I'm going to side with Texas. I'm not jumping out on a limb there, and I would say that because of their offensive line. I mean, I just think that, you know, when you get around Texas Tech, and whenever they have a really good offensive line, and there's not a lot of questions there, they are very good, and I think that that will be the case with Texas because they have so much around Colt McCoy and defense, obviously, with you know, with the new coordinator there. I mean, they're just going to be very good. And I'm going to side with your guys there in Nebraska as far as the North Champ. I don't know if they are the best football team on paper. I think they are going to be very good if they get good quarterback play out of Zach Lee. But because of their schedule, the way it sets up, I think that they, you know, they probably have the easiest route to Arlington in early December. I think Kansas, again, may be a little bit better on paper, but their schedule does not set up and it's not conducive for them to get that far because, you know, again, they've got to play Oklahoma, Texas, and Texas Tech, you know, for the South rotation. That will be very, very difficult. So I would say, you know, Texas and Nebraska, offensive and defensive player of the year, I would probably say Colt McCoy, and I would probably say Sergio Kendall. The linebacker that they moved to defensive end, I think he will probably be the guy that ends up leading this conference in sacks. I mean, he's a DeMarcus Ware starter kit, and I think that you know, Texas Tech has always had a hard time blocking him. I think he's going to cause a lot more problems at that defensive end position. So I hate to, you know, and I hate Texas as much as the next guy, but they just have so much, and I just think we'll probably see them do some serious damage this year.
Thanks so much, Chris. We'll see you in Dallas.
I appreciate it, Tony. See you in about a week.
Charles Big Daddy being able to catch up earlier with Texas Tech's RedRaidersSports.com, Chris Level. He joins us here as we preview the Texas Tech Red Raiders. They start with North Dakota and Rice. Then they have Houston and New Mexico. But they, again, that game with Texas, they've moved up for television purposes. Tony, your thoughts about playing conference games before conference starts? You know what I'm saying? You got non-conference, you play a conference game instead of non-conference games on the schedule. Some of the unbalanced leagues have to do that. You know, you'll see Florida playing, you know, Florida Atlantic in week 10, or you know, you'll see Iowa playing New Mexico State in week 10 or something like that.
Well, obviously for those teams it may be a break because you're just over the, you know, heads and heels talent-wise above them, and you're not going to take a risk losing that ball game. You know, later in the season, it would be a good opportunity to get some younger players involved, maybe some players that haven't had a lot of playing time, get them on the field. You know, to play Texas right away like this, it's going to be a monumental task, especially at Texas for the Red Raiders, who, you know, many people, you know, they're not picked in the top three of the conference. They're staring at the four spot, battling back and forth. A lot of people, Baylor, four, five with Texas Tech, with who they lost.
They just don't have a lot of those big weapons coming back.
Yeah, I don't.
Not a lot of preseason quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end. But you know what I'm saying. As far as Texas Tech goes, there's not the talk there this year. The talk's about Oklahoma State. Not Texas Tech.
Well, could the talk, I guess you could use that to your advantage as well. Should you go at Texas, not necessarily win the game, but show you're competitive with a team like Texas, maybe open some people's eyes around the country and say, hey, maybe this team isn't all but forgotten this year.
This will be a big year for Coach Mike Leach. Is he a coach, or is it the system where you plug in the All-American type players? I think it's Texas Tech in the South. I think it's Missouri in the North. The teams that
lost the most.
Yeah, they lost a lot, but still, especially Texas Tech, you look at their numbers across the board. They're not extremely strong or rated extremely high in a lot of categories, wide receiver and defensive line, which is kind of crazy. But they're not low in anything either. This is that team that can go really kind of either way, and maybe that's what people just aren't sure about. This team could have a heck of a year, but they've got a schedule that's going to be fairly interesting. They should win all of their non-conference games.
Yeah, you got to think, you know, kind of put the old Kansas State schedule or Nebraska schedule together there, cobbled up.
But their home schedule, Kansas State, Texas A&M, Kansas, and Oklahoma.
Yeah, Baylor at Arlington, Texas. Yeah, I guess you wouldn't really, there's not a lot of marquee games at home, is there? I mean, Oklahoma comes to town, that's about.
Well, we'll see what happens with Texas Tech. And our Big 12 preview will continue tomorrow. Texas A&M, Wednesday, Missouri, Thursday, Texas. Chip Brown's going to join us, as always, to talk Texas. And then Friday, it's Nebraska, the whole hour, our Nebraska, our Husker Roundtable with Sean Callahan, Steve Sipple, Mitch Sherman going to join us on Friday's program. Let's take a break. We're going to switch our attention to golf. Plus, by the way, coming out of that last break, we got a winner, didn't we, Derek?
Yeah, we did. Aaron from Kearney, two tickets to the Cox Classic.
So going to the Cox Classic, a couple of tickets going on this weekend. As we go into this break, I want to give away another pair. This time we're going to go to caller 3-888-455-ESPN. You want to go, we want you to go for free. A pair of tickets to any day of the Cox Classic, 888-455-376. We'll take caller 3 and come back with a man that's going to be playing in the Cox Classic, John Peterson of Miracle Hills in Omaha, the former Kearney Country Club pro, joins us next.
And now another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Danny Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You have to meet with clients and colleagues, but business travel is a profitability killer. Airline ticket, cab, hotel, tips, meals, ticket alone, $300. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting.com, $49 a month for unlimited online meetings. You can host 5 meetings or 5,000 for $49 a month. It's the award-winning online meeting service brought to you by Citrix. With just a click, you can host sales presentations, training sessions, product demonstrations, or collaborative sessions from your desk. No more flying. No more leaving town. The tips alone on a travel trip cost you more than GoToMeeting.com. My listeners in the herd get it free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. How? Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com. Promo code Colin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Thickening cloud cover, possibility for some rain or thunder showers in the forecast today. We anticipate high temperatures in the upper 70s. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Steve Willenhaus. Right now, 66.
Bauer back, Doug and Daddy Show, Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, I think you're going to like what I did for the Big 12 preview later in the week. You know, if you're looking for foreign policy, where do you call? I call the president, Barack Obama. If you're looking for Texas football, you know who I call? Chip Brown. Dallas Morning News, then he went to the Rivals Network. He's the number one guy to talk Texas football. That's on Thursday. And Gabe DeArmond, PowerMizzou.com on Wednesday. That's coming up with the Big 12 preview.
This repeat of the last minute before the break brought to you by Big Daddy.
Hi, I just get that out there, people, because it's a number one guy. You don't know how big of a deal this is, people. Chip Brown, big deal. Big deal.
Would you go get him a lollipop? Hey, don't forget, lunch is coming up. We've got the Chicken Coop ready for you. You can catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop, whether it's golf, men's, women's, nationwide, or the Cox Classic. Major League Baseball, they've got every game for you. whether it's just maybe a little soccer, you're a little whacked out like that, you can watch a little soccer. They've got that for you as well. Whatever you want to watch is at the Chicken Coop on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. While you're there, grab one of the Coop's great burgers or one of their great appetizers to get things started off. Garlic shrooms, pub pickles, onion rings, cheese pleasers, breaded cauliflower, or
balls of cheese.
And, of course, the best wings around. They've got boneless or bone-in. You can try the ribs, great selection of pizza, and all kinds of lunch specials every day. Open 7 days a week with great food and drink specials every night. Don't forget to try out the Chislicks. Melt in your mouth, tender sirloin tips seared in your favorite wing sauce. Check it out today at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. We've got some baseball I want to talk about, American Legion. We've also got a coach stepping aside from Central Nebraska that a few folks may have heard of. We've got more news coming up on that front as the week progresses. But as we said, we've been giving away tickets to the Cox Classic, and we want to congratulate Dave and Carney for winning a pair of tickets to the Cox Classic coming up this weekend. We'll give you a chance to win more. But, Tony, you know, a little local flavor is always what makes these events a little bit bigger and better.
Yeah, he was a pro at the Kearney Country Club. Now he's one of the pros at Miracle Hills Golf Course. And John Peterson, set to play in the Cox Classic this week. He joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Welcome, John, to the radio program once again.
Big Daddy, how you doing?
Well, we're hanging in there. Anytime the weather's like this, a guy like me is in pretty good shape.
I hear that. Well, you wouldn't want to take the walks we take out here.
Carrying anything.
If I'm ready to take one, you need a tram to get to.
Well, JP, today is the qualifying for the final. I think it's 14 spots to get in, and there's some big names that haven't found a way to get in to the tournament that are going to be out there. John Hurley, one of those that we've had on the program before, and some pros that you know from around the state of Nebraska. You earned an exemption through the season-long points race of the Nebraska PGA section, along with a couple of other golfers. I guess for the folks out there that aren't familiar, first talk about how you and the other two got in.
Well, Shane Zywick and myself, we got in through the, I think they take 14 events and you get your best nine finishes, and they take the top two out of the year for that. Then they had a one-day qualifier for one other gentleman, and that was James Kinney, won that last Wednesday. That's how the three of us got in.
John, I guess as you look ahead, you've had an opportunity to play the course a million times. What's different about when you go out there on, say, a Tuesday afternoon, the first week in June, to the way they set up the course? What's a major difference?
The length of the rough, the firmness of the golf course. So it's not very firm right now. We're actually out playing, and it is really soft. The greens are really soft. But the length of the rough is what the biggest difference is.
John Peterson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You've had a chance to play in the event before. What was that first experience like?
You know what? For some reason, the oxygen cuts off from the putting green to the first tee. I was wondering about that last year when I played in a few Nike events before, but my caddy, who's playing in this year, is Shane, and we got off the putting green to get the first tee, and I look at him, and he goes, "What's the problem? I don't have any saliva in my mouth. What happened between there and here?"
John, I guess as you look ahead towards the event, like you and Shane, what obviously you want to make a good showing, and you'd love to make a cut and make a run. What's the expectations in your mind for this golf tournament this week?
There are none. Just come out here, have fun, play well, and we're playing against guys that play 6-7 days a week, 6-8 hours a day. It's just a whole different level, and you know, the physical shape that we're in is nothing what they're in, that's for sure. There's the walk, and we always ride. You know, we're lazy. Tony, come on.
Now, John, do you have to hit a shot? Are they waiting on you to hit a shot right now?
No, okay. No, we're just playing a practice round. I'm walking the fourth green up to the fifth. And I told you this would be a hole that Tony would have to take a tram to get up to.
Now, a lot of people that have golfed with you or seen maybe any of the guys, you know, I've had a chance to be in a scramble, watch Tom Olsen hit the ball and the Sajovics and, you know, Behenskys and all those guys that have played maybe in some of the
– Brian Downings, you know, the good golfers.
Could you leave? I'm trying to talk about the good golfers. Anyway, you know, you guys can go out and throw down a 65, a 64 on a course around here. And then you look at what happens when you actually have to play in this tournament. You got guys that can still go out there and throw nine down and probably will at some point this weekend at Champions Run. You mentioned playing 6-7 days a week, but for the guys that watched you play and can see you throw down a 63 What's the difference between that and taking it out to around maybe this weekend on Champions?
The nerves, you know, be able to. We always, you know, just us teachers, we tell our students, you know, one shot at a time, and the competitive students that we have. But you know, that's as we saw Tom Watson yesterday. I think we saw it all the way till the second to last shot he hit during regulation. It's just the nerves, and these guys, the greens here, are so good, and these guys don't fear a 15-footer downhill that's fast. And you get that looking at Shane or I or James, and our knees might be touching each other by the time we pull the trigger.
Now, of course, for John, he's been in the PGA of America for over 14 years. He's been in the golf business over 20 years, played Division I golf at Iowa State. Sorry about that. The game has changed so much for everybody. This is knee knocking time. At this point of the year, there's some guys that are going to be playing this weekend that have a chance maybe to win their third nationwide tour event, which automatically gets them onto the PGA. We're deep enough into the year where these guys are trying to make that top 25 to get their card for next year. When you played it last time, could you sense nerves, or is everybody still just at this level pretty easy going?
You know, I don't know how to answer that question. I remember sitting in the clubhouse last year during a rain delay in a practice round, and a ton of great guys here. You know, I didn't see any prima donnas walking around. Never gave me that impression. A bunch of great guys that played golf practice rounds last year with four different guys and two different ones in the tournament. And just, you know, everybody roots for everybody. It's a fun atmosphere.
John, I guess as you look at, I want to know you compare the talent level between somebody that maybe got a chance to make that honor, that exemption by winning three in a row, yeah, to somebody on the tour. It's a minuscule difference, but what is the biggest difference?
You know what, Tony? I think if you took the television cameras away and you didn't put any names on the back of the shirts, I don't think there's much difference. If you took Tiger away and maybe Mickelson, a couple of those guys, there's not any difference. These guys are so good. You know, some guys have maybe a little deeper pockets. Somebody has some financial, you know, backing that cures their place of keep trying. Again, it goes back to the guys that have security, and the nerves obviously are a factor in that situation.
John, Tony asked you, you're just going to, about your expectations of for the week. What is it like, though, to actually get that competition? Heck, you might end up on TV, you hit a great shot, you make some kind of a round. They're going to talk about you. They're going to put you up there and go, hey, here's one of the local boys from Omaha, Nebraska.
That would be awesome. You know, it really doesn't affect us what goes on the papers or anything like that. I don't think that anybody really reads that stuff to change your mind. But when you get rolling, all the good golfers know, when you get into that zone and all you see is you guys are yelling at me now. Sorry about that. Well, you just see the fairways and the greens and the flag stick. And, you know, it used to be, I can remember years back, I shot a 58 in a competitive round of golf when I was 19 years old, and I used to love it when people would come out. Heck, now if I got a 3 under par, I'd get a little nervous.
John, obviously heading into this weekend, confidence is such a huge part of it. Confidence level for you right now in your game?
Average. You know, I don't play a lot. I teach a lot. I just, you know, I'm not hitting very good today. I'm a couple over. We got about four holes to go. One of the gentlemen I'm playing with has it about 6 under. So, and the other guys are just practicing. You know, they're dropping 2 or 3 balls down. And so today doesn't matter. We get a great pairing tomorrow. We're playing a practice round with Len Matisse, who got beat in the Masters playoff some years ago. I got lined up to play with him, so I'm looking forward to that. So we'll just see what happens. Have fun. And I tell you what, Tony, they wouldn't let you go through the buffet line twice up here, but you sure want to. The food in the locker room is the nine, my friend.
They have cocktails at the end of that buffet line?
Not near that one. You'd have to go up a flight of stairs to get to that.
All right.
Well, John, we'll let you get back to your practice round. I know you're squeezing some time in for us, but hopefully maybe if things go extra special, we can catch up with you, and we will sometime here in the near future, and maybe kind of talk about the state of the Nebraska, about the state of the golf in Nebraska and how it continues to improve. So we'll let you get back to the practice round, and best of luck in the Cox Classic this weekend.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me on.
John Peterson of Miracle Hills, former Kearney Country Club pro, on the course at a practice round going on at Champions Run. They tee it up on Thursday. Len Matisse, yeah, wasn't it 2000? Wasn't he the loser to Mike Weir in 03?
Okay.
I think that
we'll
was the case. Had a huge, huge Sunday and came up just short. So the Golf Channel will be showing action live early on Thursday and Friday, then tape delay Saturday and Sunday, so you'll see it in the evening. And Jerry Foltz from the Golf Channel will be joining us live on the program Wednesday to talk about the upcoming tournament. He was just up at Milwaukee in the PGA U.S. Bank Championship this past weekend. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Got a lot more to talk about, so stay with us.
Exceptional. Distinctive. Extraordinary.
Big. Why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In this rough economy, it seems like every day another company's losing money and laying off employees. It's nice to hear some good news, and we've got some. Vizio, America's HD TV company, wants to thank you for making them America's fastest growing company there. And how are they doing it? With a $1 million event from now until August 31st. They'll give away $1 million worth of their biggest and highest performing HD TV, the all-new 55-inch Vizio XVT series. Log on now, www.vizio.com, to enter to win. Vizio, where vision meets value.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-6122. That's 1-800-500-6122. 1-800-500-6122.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
Be honest, if you could pay less than full price at a really good golf course, you'd do it. Well, how about if you could get 14 rounds for the price of 10? That's even better. Well, you're in luck. The Elks Country Club in Hastings now offers the Golf Punch Card, so you can enjoy 14 full rounds on a beautiful 18-hole course while only paying for 10. That's 72 free holes. And with a driving range, putting greens, carts, and a great clubhouse, you'll be all set to go. Now's the perfect time to start saving for the rest of the golf season at the Elks Country Club, a mile east of Hastings on Highway 6.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th. Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Thickening cloud cover, possibility for some rain or thunder showers in the forecast. Today we anticipate high temperatures in the upper 70s from the Weather Eye Weather Center. I'm Steve Willenhouse. Right now, 66.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 40th anniversary of the moon landing. Really? My co-host Big Daddy still in space. Really? Love you didn't know that?
No,
we've been
I
talking
didn't.
About it all weekend and all morning, and you don't know anything about it.
Nope.
Show prep. Anyway, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Hey, you had a chance to talk this morning with Minden basketball coach Dave Morachik, who maybe some folks have heard. He is stepping down as the basketball coach after a lot of success with the Minden Whippets. And, of course, he's also been at Deschler. And Deschler, I know we got a lot of folks that listen to the program in the Deschler area. 23 years in the business. Had some health issues. We talked about that just a tad bit. That's always a touchy subject after he coached his team to the Mr. Basketball Championship here just a few weeks ago. And now he wants to step aside, make sure everything's okay, spend some more time with the family. And nobody for sure has been thrown into who's going to take over the men and boys basketball program. He says, I'm not sure what will happen in a year, whether I'll be back. He's still going to teach at Minden. He says, I don't know if in a year if I'll be back as a coach at Minden or if I'll be looking elsewhere or if I'll be staying at Minden. But right now, Dave Marochek is stepping down as a coach, but will still teach at Minden.
Yeah, it's just happened so fast over the last couple of weeks. I don't think anybody saw this coming. So it's a bit of a shock, I think, to everybody probably in central Nebraska.
Ken goes to the Dead Popper inbox. Come on, Jeff, you're better than that, trashing the Royals. Did I actually hear Big Daddy say that Alex may not be the man?
Yeah, you heard it.
Looks like you guys are finally seeing what I saw several months ago. Yes, Ken, the prognosticator of all. Bannister and Greinke pitch great games, and the Jerks in the bullpen lose it for them. Bases loaded, walks, say what? When will your boy Tiger grow up, he wants to know, slamming his club into the ground and bag every time he shows he's mortal by hitting an unspectacular shot. How many other golfers would get away with that? Kind of been his M.O., though, since the day he walked on the tour.
Shows more emotion than anybody when he wins and when he loses.
So, Dan Popper inbox always open, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Hunter Tiefenthaler. Yikes.
Trouble again.
Yeah, he had his license suspended for a year for his second DUI. Then he's driving around with a vehicle that doesn't have a plate. I mean, if you're going to break the law, don't do it twice.
Hunter, you're smarter than that. Well, maybe not.
Yeah. American Legion Baseball. Congratulations to Grand Island, home Federal. They're the A6 champions again. They beat Norfolk 13-3. And Kearney runs it, takes care of business in Scotts Bluff. And they go undefeated. They beat North Platte 12-1 in the championship. Unofficial pairings, they will both be going to the American Division. There's two state tournaments, of course. This one will be in Bellevue, the other's in Lincoln, but both Grand Island and Kearney in this, and they could meet in the second round. If they both win or both lose, they'd be up against each other. Grand Island, it looks like they'll play Omaha Gross at 1 o'clock Friday. Kearney will play the host Bellevue at 7 o'clock Friday night. On the other side of things, in junior action, Kearney gets underway by hosting the state tournament Friday up at Memorial Field. They won it, so Hastings as the runner-up will also make it in. Kearney will go in as the area champ, so they'll play either Millard West or Elkhorn. Hastings will play either Omaha Scout or Papillion-La Vista South. Those games are today. In junior action, Wayne defeated Ord yesterday, so they will play Aurora today. In the B6 at Gothenburg, Holdridge is your champion. C5. Davenport Edgar, your champion, beating Sutton 12-6. The C6 at Ravenna, St. Paul stays alive by beating DCB 18-5. So St. Paul and Twin Plains will play at 5:30 today. And the C7 juniors at Alma, Overton beat Furnas County, so Overton will play Alma today at 5:30. St. Paul and Overton would both have to win twice to make it to state. Unofficially, it looks like Holdridge is going to get the first game of the state tournament. See, they're hosting, so again, with Holdridge getting in, Hirschland will get in as well. So Holdridge juniors are hosting, and it looks like they'll get either Beatrice or Fairbury. While in Class C, Davenport Edgar looks like they'll play either Strasburg Osceola or Waterloo Valley in their first-round game. Everybody, for the most part, is expected to wrap up today.
And everybody is expected to start, what, Friday, correct?
Yeah.
Including, if you're in the area, right here in Kearney, the junior tournament going on.
And the B and C seniors get their districts going this week. 188 golfers, Tony, are playing today for the final 14 spots in the Cox Classic field.
Well,
they're playing at Ironwood, they're not playing at Ironwood. They're playing at Tiburon, and then they're also playing at Yankee Hill and Lincoln. That's the first time that they've had a qualifier outside of Omaha. Also, Brandon Crick of McCook made it all the way to the semifinals of the 84th U.S. Amateur Public Links Championship, and in the semifinals was up one with two holes to go and lost the last two holes to Brad Benjamin of Rockford, Illinois, who went on to win the 36-hole final the next day.
That means he would qualify for the Masters. I believe there's a tie-in there.
He's going to qualify to a lot of cool stuff, but he didn't make it this time around, but went as deep as a Nebraskan has went in a long, long time.
Well, it was actually, what, the 63rd or 64th seed in that event?
Yeah, they had, all the way through. They had stroke play in, and he was 63rd out of the 64 and went all the way through, winning four matches before being knocked out there in the semifinal round. We're over time today. We want to thank the folks who called in and won tickets to the Cox Classic. We'll give you more opportunities tomorrow to win tickets to the golf tournament. We want to thank John Peterson, former Kearney Country Club pro now at Miracle Hills in Omaha, who's playing in the Cox Classic this weekend, and to Chris Level of RedRaiderSports.com to preview Texas Tech in our Big 12 preview tomorrow. It's Texas A&M, and we'll also talk with Kearney Catholic volleyball coach Chris Connor about the Top 10 tournament coming to Kearney this upcoming weekend.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy, 1416 in Kearney, 1550 our friends in Hastings. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.